Okay, attention, everybody. I would like to propose a toast to Mr. Bickley on his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Bickley.
Well, thank you.
Happy birthday, Bert. My colleagues and moi have created the world's first morphogram utilizing the letters of your name. Ready? B is for the body that you've always been to me.
I is for the illusions you shattered, like when you told me the Easter Bunny has rabies. C is for cake. When do we eat?
Why isn't this working out like I planned? All right, Muckets, plan B. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Happy birthday, Biggie! Well, come along, little munchins. I'll bring some cake to you at the daycare center tomorrow.
You'd better, Buster, or I just may forget I'm a lady.
That was really sweet of those little girls. Thanks, Mark. I didn't have the heart to tell him I was only 49.
49? Wait a minute. We called your son Tom, and he said you were 50.
Oh, he confuses me with Paul Newman. Much older than Right, look, I'll show you my driver's license. That will prove conclusively that I'm really only theirs. Oh, my God. I am 50.
Well, welcome to the half-century club. So we're 50. So what? At 50, our lives are just beginning.
Yeah. Yes. If you were a tortoise, you'd be just a baby.
And if you were an elephant, you'd be a teenager. And if you're a dog, you'd be dead.
I feel like I've lost a whole year. I mean, I'm 50. All those things I've never done.
What kind of things?
You know, stuff you put off. Like, well, I've never read the entire Bible. I've never seen the Grand Canyon or Niagara Falls. You know what really gets me? I never told my son the facts of life.
How old is he?
27.
Well, he's probably still up. Why don't you give him a call?
Let's face it, I'm an old man. So many things I should have done and didn't do. Opportunity raced by and left me sniffing its exhaust.
Come on, Mr. Bickley, don't be so hard on yourself. I mean, regrets have nothing to do with age. We all have them. You know, things we didn't do, things we should have done.
Regrets. I've had a few, but I've handled them my way.
Oh, what could you possibly have to regret, you little pixie pants?
Well, ooh, bless you. Well, the fact that, well, that my foot doesn't have a thumb, that my ears don't spin in the wind, that I never found out who Rula Lenska was.
Hey, you know what might be really interesting tonight? If we all shared our regrets with everybody else, it'll help Mr. Bickley, and we'll all get to know each other a lot better. Oh, please say yes.
I'm for anything that'll help poor old Mr. Bickley.
It's your apartment. Why don't you go first?
It's always her apartment. I live here, too. I only regret that I don't have her clout.
Mindy, what is it that you regret most in your life? Oh, I'd really rather not go first. You know, kind of shy and all. Yeah, would anyone like some coffee?
Oh, curiosity of a strange evasion.
Well, then, I'll go first. Why did I say that? This is going to be embarrassing.
Oh, go for it, Jeannie.
Well,
what I most regret in life
has to do with a man named Tony.
I remember him. He was a big guy, almost 5'8".
He really knew how to talk to me. I was kind of quiet and shy, and I really didn't think very much of myself at the time. But what I saw in Tony's eyes was so much nicer than anything I'd ever seen in my own mirror. Can you imagine having somebody make you feel that special?
How long did you and Miss Tony go together?
2 months before I found out he was married.
Married? You mean he was cheating on you?
Now, wait a second. That guy, Tony, you dated him over a year.
That's my regret.
Mindy, would you like to go next?
Oh, I'd rather not. You know, Nelson's dying to go next.
He is?
Yeah. Yeah.
I bet the only thing that he regrets is his little pink eyes can't stand this much light.
Come on, Nelson. There must be something in albino soul of yours that you want to let out of there. Come on.
Let it out. Let it fly. Open up, open up, open up.
Yeah. Make us cry.
Well, there is something. It's been haunting me for years. I was 15.
That's a good one. Who's next?
And every morning I take the bus to school, the number 26 bus. One morning she gets on. She had the prettiest blonde hair I'd ever seen, besides my own. She took my breath away. I watched her as she sat down. About the same distance as Morka's sitting now.
Oh, really? Kind of like this?
Couldn't take my eyes off her. I kept staring at her, thinking, I've got to meet this person. But before I could think of how to approach her, the bus stopped and she got up to leave.
Ding!
She passed in front of me on the way to the exit.
Excuse me.
She smiled politely and got off the bus. My heart was pounding. I wanted to meet her and get to know her so bad. All I had to do was follow her off the bus and say hello. But I just sat there. The bus pulled away. I watched her through the window. I saw her grow smaller and smaller in the distance. There went my dream.
All right, well, now, who's going to go next?
Mindy? Oh, I'd really like to, but I have to get the ice cream for the cake.
I'll go warm up the ketchup. Min. I sense a certain aversion to airing your regret. I mean, am I right, am I wrong? Why do I ask another question? There, I did it again, but...
Oh, Mark, it's just that it's very personal. I'd really rather tell you when we're alone.
Ooh, our sense of intimacy grows.
Well, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to be a dancer. I always heard music in my head, and my body just seemed to want to move to it. I started with ballet when I was about 5, and I just loved it so much. And one day my father said to me, "Where's the newspaper?" And I said, "Over there." Then I fell on my tutu. Well, after the ballet, there was tap and jazz and modern, and I just felt so free. And then Randolph came into my life. And you know, he loved to dance just as much as I did. I don't think our feet touched the ground through our entire marriage. And then I was alone. And I haven't felt like dancing since. It's not right to close off a part of you, is it?
Glenda Faye, would you dance with me?
You mean now?
Well, I've got the music in me.
I don't think so. No.
Sure, come on. Come on. Yeah. My dad's got a barn. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Music, minstrel.
Women only want me for my body. What
want to trade regrets?
It's not funny, Mr. Bickley. It's a curse I've had to live with. Girls only see me as a plaything. I have a mind, too, you know.
I don't believe this.
I mean, when I'm on a date, all I hear is,
Remo, make a muscle. Remo, make a muscle.
You know how cheap this makes me feel?
Tragic.
I don't know. I just pray that somewhere there's some woman sensitive enough to, I don't know, see beyond this classic shell of a man. I want her to discover the real Remo, to reach out for me. I want to be talked to. I want to be held.
Well, I'm sure there's someone out there somewhere.
I just hope she's built.
All right, who hasn't spilled his guts yet?
Let's see, I think it's Mr. McConnell and Mindy.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, come on. Pops, tell him about the time you were sold into bald slavery.
Well, there is something I've lived with for quite some time. Even Mindy doesn't know about it.
Really? What is it?
It happened November 24th, 1950, in Korea. It was late and we were on patrol. I remember trudging through the frozen mud in a miserable five below. Suddenly the sky lit up with incoming shells and we all scattered into the woods. I'd never seen trees broken off at the top before. Or men either. Well, the shelling stopped, and I was surrounded by an eerie silence. Just then, I heard the frozen mud crunch behind me. I whipped around, and I saw somebody charge at me with a fixed bayonet. Before he could get to me, I raised my rifle, and I shot him. And he flew back into a shell hole. Dead. Mindy, I killed a man.
But, Dad, you had to. He would have killed you.
He was the enemy, Uncle Fred.
When he's 3 feet away, he's another human being. The look on his face as his life left him. There are nights when I still see it. I just wish I didn't have to pull that trigger.
If you didn't, Fred, you wouldn't be here with us.
Yeah. And you never would have had Mindy.
Mort, you're right.
Yeah. Now I'd probably be living with Mr. Bickley.
Then I'd really have a regret to share with you.
My, some of these regrets are heavy.
I know, but they make me feel so much closer to all of you tonight. It feels really very good.
Well, it's been an interesting party, but it's past my bedtime.
Hey, wait a minute. Mindy, you haven't told us your regret. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, Mindy, come on.
No. She has no regrets. She's led a perfect life, thanks to me and her Lady Remington.
Come on, Mindy.
Well, see, I really can't... The door. The door.
Regret us, interrupt us.
Oh, no.
What? Is that you?
It's me, Exidor.
No, I'm Exidor. You're Mort.
What is that?
Exidor, the town loon.
I resent that, Curly. I don't live in town. I'm a valley guy. All of you vital people, just go on with whatever you were doing.
Okay, Mindy, what are your regrets?
Remo, there is a man in a robe lying on us.
I couldn't help overhearing. What's this garbage about regrets?
We're all telling each other things that we regret the most.
Oh, I've got one. Besides the fact that Whitey here's got bony knees. You know, Mark, I've been feeling really down in the dumps since my wife left me.
Well, you must have been awful shocked when she bit through the leash and got away.
I was feeling really low there for a while. I even let my appearance go. And then, as fate would have it, I became attached to another woman. Deeply attached. And my regret is that I haven't told her my feelings.
Oh, well then, by all means, go and tell her now.
Should I, Moore? Should I run to her and risk rejection? Not to mention mono.
Yes. Yes, go to her. Let your heart fly like a moth into a blowtorch.
I love you, my sweet.
Oh, no, no way, not me.
I see. Goodbye, Whitey. Shorty, Curly. You too, Perky. You know, Mark, you're the only one here with a normal name.
Well, I hate to admit it, but this has been the best 50-year-old birthday party I've ever had. And you've all helped me learn something here tonight. Age has nothing to do with regrets. I can do all those things I've always wanted to do starting tomorrow. Who the hell is stopping me? Tonight I need my rest. I've got 50 years of living starting tomorrow.
Come on, Frankie. Let's see if we can beat these kids to the door.
Oh, well, the guest of honor is leaving. It doesn't take the roof to falling on my head. I know the party's over.
Sorry I didn't get to hear your regret, Mindy.
Oh, it'll okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Real nice to have friends, huh?
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye, Ralph.
Yo, yo, yo. All right, Min, you can tell me now. What was your regret? Come on now, come on, come on. What was your regret? Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Okay, let me sit down. My regret is that my mother had to die before she got a chance to meet you. See, I couldn't say that in front of everybody because then I'd have to explain that I wanted her to know everything about you and...
Well, in fact, I came from another planet and everything.
Yeah. And that you're as close to me as she was. And that you're the most important thing in my life.
Deeply moved.
Well, my mom would have liked you, Mark. I just know it.
I would have liked her, too.
Yeah.
I know what I would have said to her, too.
You do?
Sure. Hello, Mrs. McConnell. Nanu. That's my way of saying shalom. Yes. Oh, no, ma'am. I don't live around here. I live here. Oh, with Mindy. Yes, ma'am. Oh, we're very close. No. Not that close. I don't even know what that is. Well, you see, ma'am, I'm a creature from another planet, you know. You know, like Alien. Except that I'm cuter and I don't skitter across the floor like that. Yes, ma'am, I'm single. You know, if it wasn't for Mindy taking in strays, I would never have a place to be. I just want to thank you for bringing you into this world. Do I love her? Well, I want to give everything I have and spend the rest of my life with her. Is that love? Oh. You know, it's kind of funny that I had to come millions of miles to find something deep inside of me. I wonder if she feels the same way. Yeah, I guess you're right. I should ask her myself. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. I like you too. That's what I would have said to your mom.
I had a feeling you're trying to say something to me too. Mark, is my mother really here?
She told me to give you something.
love you, Mindy.
I love you too, Morton.